This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, an 11-year-old girl in Israel has discovered a silver shekel coin that archaeologists say may have been minted by a priest on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Liel Krutakop found the rare coin while sifting through ancient dirt during a family-friendly archaeological experience done in coordination with the City of David and Emek Zerim National Park in Jerusalem. She said, "We poured the bucket with the dirt on the strainer, and as we filtered the stones that were inside, I saw something round. At first, I did not know what it was, but it looked different from all the other stones. I was very excited." The coin was engraved with, quote, "second year," indicating that it was used during the second year of the Great Revolt of the Jews against the Roman Empire between 67 and 68 AD. On the other side of the coin is an inscription marking the headquarters of the high priest, and next to it appears in ancient Hebrew the words, "Holy Jerusalem." Dr. Robert Kuhl, head of the coin department of the Israel Antiquities Authority, says the coin was probably made from high-quality silver found in the Second Temple reserves. He said this, "If so, we can say with caution that this coin is apparently one of the only items we hold today that originated on the Temple Mound itself. This is a rare find, since out of many of thousands of coins discovered to date in archaeological excavations, only about 30 coins are coins made of silver from the period of the Great Revolt," he added. He theorized that the coin was minted by a priest who was sympathetic to the Jewish rebels. He went on to say this, "A currency is a sign of sovereignty," he explained. "If you go into rebellion, you use one of the most obvious symbols of independence and you mint coins. The inscription on the coin clearly expresses the rebels' aspirations. The choice to use ancient Hebrew script, which was no longer in use at the time, is not accidental. The use of this script came to express the longing of the people of the period for the days of David and Solomon and the days of a unified Jewish kingdom, days when the people of Israel had full independence in the land." Experts say the coin was used for trade in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, before the Romans destroyed the temple. It was found in dirt taken from archaeological excavations on the ancient, quote, "pilgrimage road in the City of David." Jesus and other Jewish pilgrims would have walked that road to get to the temple. The coin has been chemically cleaned and will be displayed for the public to see during Hanukkah at Emek Zerim National Park. I'm Angela Donadio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast, where you'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.